Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey, let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to do something we don't normally do. We're going to get all cynical and talk smack about things that...
Wow.
We're going to do overrated.
Over.
I'm sitting on my hands because I'm cold. Sorry.
Aaron couldn't clap. Aaron did not clap along.
Where does that... It's like a football chant, right?
Is it? Like you're talking about...
Let's go defense?
All sports. No. Just sports, yeah.
No, you're just talking smack about the other team.
It's
just
yeah, okay.
Or a certain player, too, especially.
Yeah. Overrated.
If
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry.
It's like a big honor. If they chant that against you, you know you're doing something. Yeah.
Yeah, so true.
Well, what we want to talk about, what is the thing that gets more hype than it deserves? Hmm. There was like a Reddit thread, and it was very... food centric.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate saying this because one of the things on there I actually do like, but I also think it's overrated. Crumble cookies. They're not that. I'm sorry, crumble. No.
They are pretty good.
I
love them so much.
It's too Don't much.
You get
it's,
to the center and they're like a little just like. I don't even know if the mic picked that up.
It did.
Okay.
It was okay.
They are. And now they do the mini ones too. So you can get more all the different flavors.
Yeah. Isn't like one serving technically a quarter of a cookie?
For real.
Aaron.
I hate them too.
No, I just think
they don't have gluten free.
They don't make gluten free at
don't.
All.
Mm-hmm.
That's nutty.
I think serving sizes are overrated.
No, and
to
you
be
know
honest.
Have you seen the thing that they sell? Oh my God, crumble. I got beef
the
with you.
The slicer?
Yeah, oh my God, here it is. It'll make it into four.
I have one.
We just have it. Get a knife. Get a life. Like, what are you talking about?
It was gifted to me.
You could so easily just cut it in four. It's like, no, we found a way to like, oh, hey, here's a way
so
to cut
cute.
It.
You just like, and then what we do is if we get a big box usually gifted to us, we'll use the cutter and then we'll freeze them separate. So then you don't even have to.
So you don't find crumble cookies overrated?
No.
Okay.
They're a little pricey. I will say that.
Yeah,
they're so good.
You got to take out a second on your house to get four stupid cookies. And that's the other thing. I'll order ahead. Oh my God. I'm sorry, Crumble. It's just me who doesn't like you. And I do like you. I just think you're overrated. But it's like you order ahead. I do that specifically so I can walk in, get my cookies and get the hell out. But you get there and like, oh, we'll get them for you. And then they want you to see them, the act of them putting them in the box. I'm like, I've ordered ahead so that they would be in the box when I walked in. That's what I did. And like, no, watch this.
There's been a real watch recurring this. Theme with you lately, and okay, it's like you don't have time or energy for anyone.
Yeah, that's impressive.
You ever walked into a Starbucks and just ordered at the counter?
No, I don't, because my order is so complicated.
Right. That's all.
No, I just,
and that's the, all.
No, I'm just saying, no, because there's a specific all. Order.
That's all.
Somebody else go, because you're you know what else is overrated? Erica.
Oh, my. You hired me.
I did not. I don't want people to 303-222-5423 text in. Wait, we'll take your stories too. But like, if you think Eric is overrated as well,
wait,
you just
hold on. No, you don't want this.
I will say something.
Yep.
Related.
Okay.
Every day she's marching in with her dumb Stanley cup. Overrated.
Okay. Yeah. I like my Stanley.
She has to like bring in a wagon. It's just.
It is. It's ginormous.
Yeah.
It's like. The hydration people with your huge things.
It's too
my
much.
Son has got a big thing now that's like he just walks around with it. It makes that he's got ice in it. It makes that sound. It's like it's like his cowbell. You hear him coming. It's like wink, 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 wink. Yeah. I'm like, ugh.
Aren't you glad you can hear me coming?
No, like your hydration excessiveness is overrated. Yes, you should drink water, but you don't. You wear it like a badge of honor. It drives me nuts.
Okay.
Thank you, Aaron.
The Stanley should come with wheels on it, like
for
a suitcase.
Sure.
To kind
yeah,
of pull
so you can like put a little leash on it and pull it.
Is it worth, how much was that?
I don't know. It was a gift.
$60 at least.
Yeah, they're like $40.
No, it's not $60. It's probably closer to $40. And it was a Christmas gift. My first holidays with Dane.
Overrated. If you've got something you'd like to call, if you're texting right now about how overrated Eric is, we're going to put a stop
put a
to that now. But if you want to, we're giving you the radio station to say what you think is overrated. 303-222-5423. You try to get through. I know a lot of people are calling about Erica, but
yeah, are we just doing Erica stuff?
Yeah, I think we're just doing what about Erica is over.
Hold on, no.
We're not doing that.
Okay. I think as a shoe guy, I think Hokas are overrated.
How dare you?
I think
how?
I think some
dare you.
Some brand just comes on 2009 and they're like, "No, don't worry, other brands. We've figured it out."
Have you worn Hokas?
No.
No, he only wears his stupid Jordans.
Yeah. Okay, Aaron, you're like, don't do that.
Sorry, I got a little riled
yeah,
up.
Don't do that.
Quality basketball products inspired by the greatest player ever is Jordan's tag. What's Hoka's tag? Hey, these look like an inner tube on your feet.
Hey, these won't hurt your feet when you run. These will support your shins and your calves and your knees.
It's amazing to like...
There's been Nike, Reebok, Adidas. They've been doing it. They've been innovating. And now you're the new guy on the block and you're like, I know
the
better.
Closest,
no, you don't.
No.
They're not any better than any other shoe.
Dude, yes. The closest Nike has is the Pegasus with that weird little thing on the back.
Which it's not even remotely close.
It's not.
Because the foam in the Hokas is so much thicker than the Pegasus. I have both and it's
dude,
crazy.
It is like walking on a waterbed if you've ever done that.
Haven't.
It is. Like just walk in your, do you have Hokas?
No, I feel like I should get some.
You
guys are selling me.
Yeah, just head to Shields. Shields has them.
They look so dumb.
Yeah.
They look so nice.
They're so great. In fact, you know what, Erica? If you get Hokas, I'm going to take back everything I said about your Stanley.
Oh, my
Come
gosh.
On.
Well, let's
Thank
have
you.
A Hoka group.
You're not going to like
I actually want to get a new pair.
Okay, like you're it. Not going to like what I have to say is overrated, though.
No. Oh, God. What is it?
Like steak culture. People are so into like
steak.
And then you're gonna sit it on the grill and then take it off and then you're going to put the side on it and take it off. And then we're going to go into this dark room and we're going to eat it there and it's going to be filled with blood.
This has been sitting in apple juice for years. Yeah. It's ready to go. Yeah.
Okay, but guys, the sugar crusted steaks or whatever.
With bastions or whatever.
It was pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
I understand the steak culture.
Yeah, 100%.
It's just men get a little too into it. And then they're like, and then you have to have this whiskey with it. I'm like, oh.
I have never heard it referred to as steak culture. It's just food.
No, no, it's different.
All food is prepared away.
There's like foodies, which probably also overrated that word. And then there's like steak. And I was putting that above foodies. That's how you view yourselves, you steak culture people.
Your face is so wild as you talk about it. It makes me want to hurt you.
I know. I know it does.
Steak is like, and if you get the right, if you get Wagyu where
steak
it's like.
Steak itself, I'm not saying is overrated. It's what you're doing right now. It's the culture around it. You're all, and then if you get the Wagyu and you thinly slice it and it's hardly cooked. And then there's like the baby. It just came out of a mom. Like.
I don't eat veal, weirdo.
Okay, well, I didn't know what I was.
I think this is going to be fantastic because if you call in, we're just going to beat the crap out of you for whatever it is that you say. So if you're thick-skinned and you would, like, for real, you can say anything, not politics stuff. We're not getting, this is fun, but what on planet Earth is overrated? 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about what is overrated. And we're also talking about what we dislike most about Erica. How are those texts coming in?
Honestly, not that at all. No, the first text was, how dare you, Erica is underrated.
Really?
And then everyone was just naming things. And then someone said, I was spot on today. And then
you're spot on with the whiskey steak thing?
They just said, I've agreed with everything she says. And then we got a text that said, let's go back to roasting Erica. Steak and whiskey are life.
Okay, life is extreme.
Life is extreme.
It's somewhere between overrated and life.
But life is the reason exactly. I'm calling steak culture overrated.
I've never heard it referred to as steak culture before in my life, but thank you for that. Was there any other text you wanted to get to? Was there anybody that said something?
Someone said, don't hate me, but Taylor Swift. I told them I did hate them. Matcha, it tastes like a petting zoo.
Okay. Matcha.
Oh my God, true.
Yeah.
You matcha people, the matcha culture is way worse than steak culture.
It's like,
matcha.
I think it's about equal, and I agree that both are overrated.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. Okay, Anna?
Yay!
Yay!
Overrated!
Starbucks Dutch Bros is better.
Wait, Starbucks what?
She said Dutch Bros
Starbucks
is better?
Is overrated, and Dutch Bros is better.
I agree.
Dutch Bros makes me feel like someone put caffeine into my veins and then sent me into a balloon.
It's not caffeine, it's sugar.
Yeah.
Dutch Bros sucks.
It's
Dutch Bros is overrated.
It's consistent, like all the time. So,
Anna, are you 12?
I'm not. I'm going to be 40 on the 22nd, actually.
I'm just saying.
Turns out, she's not.
Okay. Dutch Bros, like, there is the Dutch Bros by my house. It's two lanes wide. There's a line around the block.
Yeah.
And so one time I was like.
Because it's so good.
It's trash.
And use the app. Okay. Maybe you didn't get something you liked.
No, it's all kids' drinks. It's like the Joe Camel of coffee.
She's so nice that I feel bad yelling at her.
Dude, but she's
like,
wrong.
Oh, okay, just try something you like then.
Okay, Anna, happy 40th, but you're so wrong.
Thanks.
Thank you. She was saying something else. Mm. Antonio?
Yay.
What's overrated?
Taylor Swift.
Dude,
Antonio,
there's no arguing. That's not what you were going to say, but you are also right. Like,
there's no arguing with someone who thinks that she's overrated because they don't understand how talented she is. And that's all.
Okay. I was also kidding because I just wanted to hear Erica and Aaron's turn, but I think Lazy Kane.
Oh my God, what a button pusher you are.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your actual thing?
Raising Cane's.
What?
Never
it's
had
overrated.
It.
Here's the thing. If your chicken is good, then your chicken is good.
Okay.
But your chicken is not good. Everybody's like, no, but it's only good with the sauce. Then your chicken's not good.
Well,
if you need to put sauce on
Chick-fil-A sauce is also very important.
Thank you.
No, it's not.
I raise you Chick-fil-A sauce.
I will eat. Okay. I get it. Chick-fil-A, great. in the sauce. Like, I don't like the Chick-fil-A sauce, whatever. Their nuggets are great with or without the sauce. Raising Cane's are trash without
it's
the sauce.
It's just dry.
It's horrible.
Just dry.
It's, the bread is like so thick.
You're going the to Texas toast? A chicken place for the bread?
Yes.
Yes.
Hackles everywhere for the bread.
They give it to you every meal. You can't stop them from giving it to you.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
But you're really saying Raising Cane's is good chicken.
It is good.
No, it's not.
Slim Chicken's is, I find
myself. Equally as bad.
Yes.
They both taste like nothing without the sauce on it.
I find myself I've going never to Slim had Chicken's either. All the
it's
time.
It's like going to a, I'm sorry, steak culture, but you go there and it's like, oh, their steak's only good with A1. Then their steak is bad.
That's so weird. I wonder.
Oh my God. Erica, for real. I'm about to be a Taylor hater if you don't cool it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
What?
Sir, Hank? Yes, sir.
Yes. Nirvana, most overrated band in the world. If it wasn't for Kurt Cobain passing, I don't think they would be as popular.
That's a hot take.
I don't know any other songs.
You know, smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, that's the one I know.
Is that the I'm just a teen?
That's Weedus.
That's Weedus.
Yeah.
It's not Weezer.
No.
Or Pusa.
No. Weedus.
Okay, well, I don't...
Anyways, you know Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Guess what, guys? We did so good yesterday, we're doing it again.
News. News.
It's a no! Oh, for the
news.
No.
Oh, no!
Oh, we have to do it again.
Gosh. Yeah. You guys.
Aww.
Come on.
You dropped the ball.
Yeah, you messed it up.
I was a little hoarse on the news, but there was no us.
Hey, yo, DJ, bring that back.
News.
News.
No. News.
No.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news.
That was better.
Or no.
Was that the first time we've ever done two?
I think so. Yeah. And I think it's going to be a thing just so we hear T.I. do that deal.
Yeah.
Be our hype guy. That right. was awesome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's so rare.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Friday, May 15th. A very important day.
Nope.
In...
You can't take
No one has used it yet.
She just wanted to make a point.
No,
we got to hear it.
I'm just kidding.
Can we nope her nope? Yeah, do we nope her nope?
Yeah. Okay. To the nope. Okay. Yeah, I want to hear T.I. Okay.
To the nope.
To the nope. To the nope. No.
We got to check the bylaws.
Can I just? Now I will say, if this is something dumb,
if this is bad, you are a dead man. Wait, is 515, does anyone, what's 515 area code? Yeah. Because there is a... Like,
it's Des Moines. It's Des Moines. I swear to you, it's Des Moines.
No way.
Oh my God. It is Central
Iowa. Is that why you're doing this story?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
No.
Otherwise, I'm going to take
it. Dude, this would be the hardest day of you. It really is. 515.
Yeah, 515.
So do they do like when we do 303 day. Is 515 a big day in Des Moines?
It's a little bit. They have a 515 Alive like music festival. I think they're catching on to like, oh, we should use the 515 in our like marketing for stuff.
I have a question.
Yep.
Isn't 712 also Denver?
Yeah, but that's we don't talk about those people.
Okay.
We don't
acknowledge July 20th.
They're the latecomers. Mm. You can still get a 303.
What?
You
can?
Yeah, my kids are 303.
What?
Really?
Maybe they're not. But yes, you still can. They're way out. Like all of a sudden you have like a Platteville. It says like Platteville, Colorado.
Oh.
But yeah, you can, I think you can still, like if you signed up with Verizon right now, I think they have like, they'll be like, your number is 72. I'm like, any chance I can, you slide them a little 50.
I would
like,
we can get you 303.
Yeah.
Well, May 15th is a big day, I think, in American history for three reasons. In 1905, Las Vegas, Nevada was founded. Okay. Pretty big, Las Vegas.
Okay.
In 1928, the animated short Plane Crazy was released. It was the first appearance of Mickey and Minnie Mouse. What's more iconic than Mickey and Minnie Mouse?
I have never, ever been more on Aaron's side than yeah. right now.
You are
maybe
not,
you'll bring it home with this last one.
Yeah, you've got one shot left here.
In 1940, on this day in history, McDonald's was founded.
Oh
my Lord. Vegas, Mickey and Minnie, and McDonald's.
And if
what
that doesn't
is more,
say America, then what does, baby?
Thank you.
Baby! Well,
this should be
baby!
Something for the holiday, right?
Okay.
Sure.
I don't think everybody understands the dynamics that happen during News or No, right? There is a constant battle about how we sing the song, right?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, by one person only.
But yeah, it's me, but it's because it's my song. And this is my one little contribution. But then we don't know who's going to go first. It's just like somebody, there's days where like Taylor dropped new music mm-hmm. or Harry's mm-hmm. dropped something. Like, and like one of you is really, there's a Harry Potter story, like Aaron right. besides you. She's like, ah!
She's but foaming like, out the mouth.
There is a thing. It's an unwritten rule. It's like if you're excited, you jump in. Hack almost never goes first. And today he went first with that piece of hell story. Like you felt compelled to like, as a man, jump in front of two women, like to not go here, open the door and like, feel free to tell your story. That's what you did. And it was just about McDonald's being founded. That's your
and
thing.
Mickey and Minnie Mouse and Las Vegas. That's not interesting that it's all on the same day
no.
to anyone
it's
else.
It's a little bit interesting.
It's not.
That's not it. I thought it's I was going to go first because I'm just going to, it's just, hey, today's date. Here's a little fact. Now, obviously, get to the women who we respect and love, clearly.
This has gone so wrong. Good evening.
Good evening.
Please.
Very big news for us millennial oh, women. Okay. Millennial women everywhere are rip roaring drunk.
But Xcel Energy, if you're listening, 4700 South Syracuse, there is a gas leak at the station without a doubt. What is going on, you guys?
By all means, go first.
Okay, I just want everyone to know this.
Lead us off.
On stage, Hillary Duff was performing, and there someone put a cup of wine there for her, and she said, "Oh, a glass of wine on a school night." And then she took a sip, and someone said, "What kind is it?" And this is where my rip-roaring drunk millennial women come in, and she said, "Sauvignon Blanc, always, maybe sometimes a Sancerre, but do not ever give me Chardonnay." The news is slow today. Okay. Just hit the thing.
No, I'm not going to do it. Like, you guys, we are paid to do.
I did research. I found all three of them.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
We finally got some news about the Alex Earl Alex Cooper. Beef.
Actual news.
Kind of. She was on like the Today Show or whatever. Uh-huh. And she basically said,
"You guys,
yeah, it's been exaggerated. I love everyone."
Which one? Which?
Mm. Oh, Alex Earl. Hmm.
Bad no. take.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Slow news day.
The Slacker Show.
I just got the email from the judge.
Oh no.
Last week's was not acceptable. So, you guys, we have to make people feel good this week.
Okay.
Because it's Feel Good Friday. Now, just before we went on the air, TX like, "I don't like any of my stories." Which means today's Feel Good Friday is nothing but stories from TX.
No.
He's
come
going
on.
To have to tell. We're going to put you to the test today.
Okay, I'll go.
If you don't really like your stories, dude,
I like
the court will send us all to jail. The ankle monitors are
wait,
not going
to
be
jail?
Enough.
I thought it was just like a fine.
No, we're going to the big house.
Okay.
So.
The Michigan Stadium?
No.
I have a story. It's out of England.
You know, we don't do that in
hello.
That.
Hello.
We don't. Oh, my God. You guys!
Hello, Your Honor.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
They do wear, like, the funny wigs still.
Yeah,
and
wigs.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys know the story behind that? Oh, my God. We're going to jail.
They were... Wasn't it like they would lose their hair because everything was so gross? Like it was STDs
you're
or something?
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
Because gonorrhea and syphilis were like everywhere.
Rampant.
They didn't know antibiotics would get rid of it or the antibiotics weren't invented. So then their hair and teeth would fall out. So the richest people had all sorts of cooties on their junk and their hair would fall out. So then they would wear the wig. So it's like, you knew, hey, look at that snooty person. Their junk is infected and they wear a white wig.
The judge is not.
I know, because he's in trouble. Okay. Anyway.
So my story is about a 33-year-old woman who unfortunately passed away due to complications from a congenital brain malformation. But it is good news because her limbs, well, okay.
Hang on, hold on.
Let me back up a little.
What are we doing?
He did warn us he didn't like his stories.
What okay. are you doing?
The silver lining, let me phrase it that way, is her limbs and organs were donated. And
limbs?
I did not know you could do this either, but her hands were donated and surgically put on another woman who had lost her hands.
What?
And so this...
That's a thing now?
I guess, yeah. So the woman of this 33-year-old, the mother of this 33-year-old who had passed away, the mother was able to meet the woman, older than 33, who got her daughter's hand, and she was able to hold her daughter's hand.
That's weird.
Again.
Ew.
The judge is on their way. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what I got. All right.
Wow.
That's very touching.
I think it's cool.
Yeah. It is cool.
I'm glad you didn't know that was a thing either, because I felt very stupid. I didn't know.
Eye transplants.
My sister's corneas and stuff are in Japan. I would love to look at whoever.
Oh.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
On a person?
Mm-hmm. Two different people. They each got one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Do you want me to go?
I don't care anymore.
Great,
We're going to jail, you guys.
This is a story out of the U.S.
We don't do that on this.
Okay. Howdy.
Well, there was a... You nailed it, because it is at Clemson University.
Okay.
A woman wrote, I believe this... Don't know where it was on. Let's say Threads. She said, my daughter's boyfriend of almost a year broke up with her suddenly this past week. Aww. She's at college 9 hours away from me. I flew in to give her a hug and had to book an Airbnb for the same day. So she's like, flew there and was like, I'll figure it out. In the note to the host, I explained why I needed a place to stay. So last minute, this is how we were greeted when we arrived. I almost cried. Airbnb might get a bad rap. I don't know if they do. But this was my first experience with using it, and it was amazing. He also included a gift certificate for a free pizza. And it was like a card and a note that said, welcome. I hope you had a safe trip into Clemson. Here are some treats for you to enjoy while you get settled. Oh. The flowers are just a token to help bring a bit of cheer to your daughter. And the lollipop brand choice is inspired by what's his name. I don't. Okay. Oh, the lollipops were dum-dums.
Cute.
That is cute. They don't have to go above and beyond like that.
They don't. And they normally don't.
Right.
They just have cameras everywhere and they're like.
So that's the bad rap she was talking about. The judge is pissed.
My story, I think.
Oh, yeah. You go then.
Your head was down.
Yeah, you're not helping.
Okay, sorry.
My story, I think, is out of the States.
How do I tell this for the third time? We don't
like
do that.
A near death or like it's something to really make you look at life and be like, what's on my bucket list that I haven't done yet?
Okay.
And that's what happened to this woman named Dawn. She looked at her husband almost died from a brain hemorrhage. So she looked. Her husband, Carl, wanted to travel. She wanted to go to med school. So at 72 years old, she has gotten her doctorate in medicine after finishing.
She waited till he died or something?
No, he's still alive. Oh. But she was like, I'm not going to... I'm going to continue living life and doing everything on my bucket list.
I don't look good in orange, guys.
Oh, my God.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's. where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
And KALC HD1 Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios.
Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest checking account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 1059.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
What is inspiration, really? When sometimes it hits you, sometimes it might happen at work.
Inspiration.
Inspirato. Yeah.
Wait, what was the last thing it was meant? What was it?
What?
We mentioned it. We joked that there would have to be one. It'll come back to me.
We joked that, well, I'll have to do a rankings on something.
What was it?
I have delivered.
On like the four of us.
Yeah, well, we make a lot of jokes.
Okay.
We like to have
fun on
the show.
No, it was something else. What were we? It was.
You're on to it. You're on to it. Come on, baby.
It was when we were doing dogs or something.
Come on, brain cell.
Moms.
No.
I don't think it was moms, though. That's genius.
But I'll just say this. Whatever it is.
He says dumb things, but this is dumbers. He says he's got data and he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists. And he gets real mad when you call these lists.
It's TX.
Controversial rankings.
What did we inspire you to do, and will it suck?
Yes and yes. The answer is these are the official rabbit
rankings.
Why did we want him to do rabbit rankings? Because of Easter?
It was
more recent than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it after there was a rabbit incident in the house?
I know the answer, but I don't want to spoil any of the rankings here.
Interesting.
I feel like it might give it away.
Okay, so these are famous rabbits?
Yes, the greatest rabbits of all time.
Not just kinds of rabbit.
No, not okay.
There's now, are they all?
That's a good one. That'll be next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because there was Zootopia. I remember there was some controversy in the hallway.
Because I yelled one and he was like, I hate that one. Just causing chaos,
we'll
mayhem,
get
whatever.
To it. We'll
I don't
get
think
to
I'm
going to
know many of these.
We all know number one.
Peter?
No.
Then we don't all know.
I can't think of
Peter
a rabbit.
You can't think of any bugs.
Oh.
Bugs Bunny. Mm-hmm. Here's the
From
deal.
Space
That's
going to
be tough for him. Bugs Bunny and his Space Jam obsession. But that
Lola.
Would be, I will say this.
Maybe
if Bugs
two?
Bunny is number one, that means he influenced the Slacker Show research team. Because Bugs Bunny is number one for boomers, but it's not number one for younger people. I dare say.
You think a new rabbit has stepped in and taken the crown?
Rabbits. There are new rabbits that have definitely... The one from Zootopia has definitely
you guys,
stepped in.
So I still can't think of a rabbit other than Lola.
Really?
Lola Bunny is also on his list because it was a fantasy for him as a child. Right. He thinks about Lola.
As a child? Yeah. Let's get started.
Also, one of the most sold Bobs.
Okay. Oh.
Is called
a rabbit.
I think, or a jackrabbit. I don't remember which one. Just because it's like.
Is it?
It's just like.
All right. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, let's get started.
Can I ask you?
The research team needs to widen their
swath.
Their swath, yeah.
Okay. When we're talking about adult toys, I don't think widen your swath.
That is not on the list. I hate to blow.
Well, that's disappointing for a lot of people listening.
Coming in at number 10, the greatest rabbits or bunnies. That word's interchangeable, but you know what
Playboy
I mean.
Playboy bunny.
Mm. Number 10 is the Nesquik bunny.
10?
No honorable mentions?
Come on.
Slacker gets mad. I've got a list of honorable mentions, but Slacker gets mad when I do the honorable mentions.
It's because it's just, you go ahead and pop a couple honorables. No, because here's the thing. Then he might take something off our list.
Right.
That we think is going to be higher
up. I think you get mad because it gives clues as to what is coming.
Maybe I'll do the honorable mention like before number one. I'll go through the other one.
Yeah, okay, that's
Nesquik
very
bunny should have been higher.
I sort of concur.
But we don't really know much about him. He's just,
he's kind of delicious.
A cool guy. I know. I love him. Doesn't really
have a body of work.
Yeah. Thank
but
you.
But I will say.
I don't think he has a name either.
When you see him or her, I'm not sure.
I think he's a guy.
You immediately want chocolate. Like,
oh, yeah.
So effective at its job.
The Nesquik bunny's name is Quickie.
Quickie.
All right. That gets into that other list that we were talking about.
All right.
Coming in at number...
Okay.
Number 9, the greatest bunnies of all time.
Greatest bunnies.
Lola Bunny.
9?
That is 9. Insanity, dude. What are you doing?
What?
Oh, I just thought of one. A hotter chick.
I don't know if that's a bunny.
Yeah, it is.
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
I thought she was a human.
So hot.
She is a human.
She's a human, just with the last name Rabbit.
Oh, because she's married to Roger. She's Jessica Rabbit. You're right. It's like a cross species.
I was thinking that would be an honorable.
So Roger's going to be in there. Mm-hmm. This is crazy that Lola's this low.
Yeah. Well, I didn't let my personal buy. I wanted her higher. Believe me, I had all the pictures, all the evidence to give to the research team. But it's not. She is in 2 movies, couple animated series. Good at basketball, but that's going to put her at 9.
Yeah. Okay, this is truly living up to its name. Okay. Controversial rankings.
Number 8. I hope you guys know this one. You should. Millennials in the room, you should. Buster Baxter. Anybody? Buster. Nobody watched Arthur growing up?
Oh!
Buster! His friend Buster. Yeah. We know a lot about him.
Arthur wears slippers that are Buster.
Buster wears slippers that are Arthur, right?
Yeah.
You don't know Buster? Slacker, wake up. Wake up.
Dude.
He's kind of cute.
Buster's cute. He's kind of funny. He would get in trouble a little bit. He's kind of.
I'm going to say this. If you have any honorable mentions that I know, Buster shouldn't have been on the list.
Nope. The moment he said what it was from, I agree.
No.
Big body of work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This whole thing that you guys are all adopting his language to suck up to him during this whole ranking thing.
I love this ranking. This might be one of my favorites.
Thank you. I hope we can keep it up.
What do you think the biscuit's going to be in this one? The huge one that he forgot.
Maybe Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh or the Energizer Bunny.
Yes.
There's no way he forgot the Energizer Bunny.
But I'm going to say this. I said Playboy Bunny and he didn't get it.
Because that's not a bunny.
It's more like a logo. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could see that one being an honorable mention.
May I? It's body of work.
Okay.
Good point. Good point.
Okay.
All right, we're at number 7.
Okay.
The Trix Rabbit.
Probably for kids.
In a good spot.
Yeah,
too.
I feel 7, good about that. Yeah.
He's middle ground.
Because we know him, but we don't know much about him. And also, kind of a loser. Never succeeded, you know?
Just kind of one of those kids.
Yeah.
Always foiled.
Yeah. Exactly. So
okay.
Put him at 7.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
I like it.
Okay, wow, this is going so well.
It's not going well because of your stupid Buster Baxter.
I almost deleted the note. Let me calm down.
Did you imagine?
Oh my God, what would we do?
You can restore it.
You can.
Yeah, there's a recently deleted note.
But we had to take a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, number 6, greatest rabbits of all time, Thumper.
Thumper
was who's so Thumper?
Cute.
Is that the
Bambi.
Winnie the Pooh?
Bambi.
From Bambi, yeah.
Oh, with the little leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Really the star of that movie, I would say.
So cute.
Much cuter than the stupid deer.
Cute. Body of work, though. Trick's bigger than Thumper.
It is, but Thumper's a more well-rounded character.
Because you know things about him.
He's not picking on kids.
Yeah, the Trix rabbit was just all, he was kind of a bad guy almost.
Yeah.
He's always just trying to cheat.
These are the most well-known rabbits,
mm-hmm.
not good or bad.
Okay, well, which one's more well-known, Thumper or Trix?
I think Trix.
Oh, I think Thumper.
Trix did, he branched off into yogurt. There was Trix yogurt a little bit.
That's right.
So the body of work.
Oh, look at you now agreeing with me that Trix is higher than Thumper. And everything's higher than Buster Baxter. Buster Baxter was the biggest misstep. This is on the level of missing biscuits.
The slippers. No,
Millennials, Buster from Arthur. Yeah. Come on.
303-222-5423. What will be in the top five? We will find out next.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We are in the middle of a very controversial bunny.
He says dumb things, but this is dumbers. He says he's got data, he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when we call these lists.
It's TX Controversial Rankings.
Okay, what just happened?
I don't like that.
He was like boastfully singing.
Yeah, it was weird. And then he tried a harmony on the thing.
Tried. Yeah.
But then you also like Alicia Keyed your face. You were like, he was nailing it, and it was like the worst notes in the history of notes.
I like to hold my ear when you get really mad when I hold. That's all. I have to do everything I can other than hold the one headphone.
Let me just say this. This is Controversial Rankings. If you're not familiar, he takes a list of, he ranks something from 10 to 1. If you missed out on the first five, we're going to recap them, but you didn't miss much because this list is, horrifying.
Lola being this low is not something
that famous, is very surprising.
Famous rabbits / bunnies. And do we know the distinction? What's the difference between a rabbit and a bunny?
Good question.
I don't think we do know.
Let's recap.
Is it size?
I think they're all the same thing.
Rabbit is the formal scientific term. Bunny is informal, affectionate. That's all.
Okay.
Affectionate.
Yeah.
Let's hear the bottom five.
Okay. Number 10 was the Nesquik bunny.
Probably should have been higher, but we're letting you have it.
A star.
Number 9, Lola Bunny.
Crazy. Unbelievable.
Definitely should have been way higher.
It's in the song. I crunch the numbers. I don't put my own. I'm just the messenger.
That is a lie, because the next one would have never been where it is.
Number 8, Buster Baxter.
The worst.
From Arthur.
Nobody
Arthur's
believes
best
that.
Friend.
Nope.
Yeah, he wears the slippers of don't Arthur, care. And Arthur wears the slippers of him.
Don't Cute. Care.
They are the Buzz and Woody
of
generation.
Fantastic.
Okay, maybe best friend rankings. On the way.
That's that a pretty a good ranking.
Yeah.
Best friend rankings?
Yeah.
Best buddies?
There's too many. Starsky and Hutch? Where do you put them?
Everybody knows. Well, you only know them from the new movie, but I...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Anyways, number 7 was the Trix rabbit.
Yeah.
Very well known, but kind of a loser, picking on kids, as we talked about.
But definitely should have been above number 6.
Thumper. From Bambi.
One movie. On and gone. One hit wonder.
So cute.
Little...
Doesn't matter.
Like
it's not cute.
Swanson.
It's not cutest. It's the most famous bunnies, but you guys.
Okay.
There was Trix yogurt.
There was.
Okay.
We're in the top 5 now. Greatest rabbits of all time. Number 5.
Yeah.
From Zootopia. Judy Hopps.
Nice.
Probably should have been higher. Yeah. Zootopia 2, a smash at the box office.
Yes.
Yeah. Was Judy in both?
She is in both. Okay. I love both of the movies.
Who plays that?
I don't remember her name. Jen something.
Goodwin.
Goodwin.
Maybe? Oh, Goodwin.
Goodwin.
Oh, yeah. She the girl. She was in Big Love.
Jennifer.
She's with She was one of the wives in Big Love.
I don't.
The sister wife.
I think Judy Hopps causes a lot of issues. She causes a lot of city damage.
Yeah.
She kind of doesn't wait her turn a little bit. She gets put on parking duty and says, no, I know better than the chief.
Buddy, you're letting your morality come into this more often than it should. These are famous bunnies, and you're like, hey, Trix Rabbit was not good. That's your personal thing, but she is wickedly famous.
Good body of work.
The brothers from Oasis, but you still know who they are.
Fair enough. That's fair. Okay.
Well, then I want you to, like, maybe take a breath.
Well, she's at five. That's respectable. So I think
higher than Lola.
Yeah. That's
which is
crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
Because especially, I don't put my personal
yeah, but put mine
into
in
the
there.
What?
If I'm going to sleep with one of the rabbits on your okay. list, Lola is should be higher up.
Okay. It would be Lola.
Yes.
Okay.
Or, this isn't the bunnies I would sleep with rankings.
Yeah. Well, could be. Let's okay. go back to my suggestion for the list.
Okay. No.
Number four, we're moving on. The Playboy Bunny is not on the list. Number four.
I'm sorry, what?
Playboy Bunny not on the list.
Wow.
Not even an honorable mention?
I didn't have it as an honorable mention, no.
It's, you could have lied and just said
it. Because it's also a myriad of people.
Exactly. It's who is it?
Like that word.
Guess whose vocab tapes are paying off?
Yeah.
Word of the day, myriad, work it in.
What the hell?
But she did.
That's the weirdest.
Pretty right. That's correct.
She's just been sitting over there all day like, please, here it is, here it is, here it is.
Came out of my mouth and I looked at Slacker like, heard that? Yeah. You heard that?
Yeah. Way to go, kid.
Okay.
All
right. Number four. Greatest rabbits of all time, the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably also should have been higher.
Yeah.
Like, you're in danger.
How higher can we get? It's number four.
I know, because you're going to screw up these last three, man.
I'm nervous.
Hold on. I feel okay about four.
Who's left?
I don't know.
The Easter Bunny, which is sort of an overarching, right? Yep. Easter Bunny's
that's
on there.
That's an option?
I think that's got to be. I think. Like, look at his face. Who else?
Yeah, he just cracked.
Who else?
Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit, for sure. Although, Body of Work, just the one movie. Just the one film.
Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh.
Who the heck is Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh?
More famous than Buster Baxter, to be sure.
Yeah,
if that rabbit is an honorable mention, I don't know that I'm going to let him finish the list.
I would agree with you.
Oh, that sneaky little guy, Rabbit.
Okay,
it's kind of cranky.
Hold on, is there a dark horse that we're missing?
There's a few.
Oh, no.
There's a few.
Peter.
Yeah, Peter Cottontail. Yeah,
I have the honorable mentions. Like, we can get to them. Do you want me to keep going?
Okay, number three.
Number three.
But this is just like, these are medal winners.
Uh-huh.
This is bronze, silver, gold.
Yeah. I would say,
that's why I wanted a little moment here to go.
Number three, the Easter Bunny.
Number three.
Mm-hmm.
Should be lower.
Number three, not everyone.
Aaron?
What?
Take your filthy whore mouth.
Body of Work. Yeah. Once a year.
But for centuries.
Yeah. Yeah, and guess what? The rabbit's laying eggs? No.
No, that's just Cadbury that did that. Yeah. That's not. Mm-hmm.
The rabbit
should be lower.
The rabbit's not laying
eggs. Oh my God, the Cadbury bunny should be in there.
I was thinking that. The chocolate.
Oh my God.
I was thinking the actual chocolate one that you.
I'm going to say, I had Easter Bunny at one.
Wow. I would have had Easter Bunny at one.
At one. Okay, he's three. Because not everyone celebrates.
I know.
I get it, but
great
everyone
body
knows.
Work.
Not everyone celebrates Baxter either, idiot.
That's why he's not. What was he, eight?
He shouldn't be on the list,
the
dude.
The fact that he's above Lola is offensive.
It's
offensive. There's a myriad of offenses you've created here today. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Number two.
Yep.
The second greatest rabbit of all time, Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh.
Very cranky.
Way lower. What?
No.
Way lower.
You don't have the 100-acre forest without...
And his name is the thing.
Yeah, Rabbit. He's
that
Rabbit.
That just implies unoriginality.
Lazy.
Laziness.
No. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you for that and for the word myriad.
You're so welcome.
Christopher Robin's a child and he names him appropriately.
I'm worried about what's about to happen here. I don't think this is going to end well.
Number one, we know.
No, we don't know. Roger?
No. Bugs.
Oh, Bugs. We forgot. Yeah, we said it at the beginning. But
I'm very worried because Roger is a big one.
Peter.
Yeah, you leaving
Peter
Roger.
And Cadbury, the chocolate that you eat.
Mm.
And there is no, hey man, we've said a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
If you've added anything to honorable mention based on us, you will lose this feature.
I have not added it. I have six honorable mentions.
Oh my God.
That I have
you've
not,
added some.
I have not
never
added
been
any.
Six ever before. You're a liar, dude.
What rabbits are we missing?
Well, I mean, we've said them all. Go ahead.
The honorable mentions that I have are Peter Rabbit.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Roger Rabbit.
Dude, this is insane.
One movie from
you put
from like
Baxter
the 70s.
Above. It's not from the 70s. Oh my god!
Like for one movie, and it's also one of those movies where Disney hid one of those inappropriate frames
no,
in
they
it.
Didn't. No, they didn't.
They gotta dock them for that. Max and Ruby are on the list.
Oh,
I don't know who they are.
Max and Ruby.
Don't know.
Ruby honorable and mention. Max.
Bad Bunny.
Oh
no!
He needs
honorable
to be
mention.
One.
No. Honorable mention.
No,
because he's not technically
a bunny.
No. So then Jessica should be on here as well.
Yep.
No. And then I also had from Alice in Wonderland or Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
White Rabbit and the
band Camino
and the March Hare. There's two rabbits in Alice in Alice in Wonderland. Those are my honorable mentions.
Wait, who was the second one?
There's the White Rabbit and the March Hare.
Oh, okay. I do remember it.
Pretty
we
well
ran
known.
Out of time about 10 minutes okay. ago.
Number one, Bugs Bunny. Woo, come on. No one's better than Bugs.
The most anticlimactic.
What's wrong?
Well, love needs to be with Bugs.
Yeah. One and two, baby.
Yeah.
One and two.
You would have slammed me for putting my personal hots for Lola into the...
If you want us to harm T-Hack physically, just text the word... Myriad to 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Okay, Taylor Swift is doing something. And before you turn the station because you don't like Taylor Swift, it's not really about Taylor Swift. It's also about my wedding. So there
oh
you
my
go.
God. Oh, now they're definitely not going to change the station.
You know, but when you think of Taylor and Travis getting married, mm-hmm. and like T-Hack and Slacker can think back to when you were making the guest list for your own wedding. There's some of those that you just have to invite.
Oh my god.
Right? Mm.
You're doing this?
I'm talking about Taylor Swift.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Like, do you think that she still has those rogue cousins or whatever it is that she's like, and then I've gotta invite Johnny? Or do you think she's like,
know.
I'm Taylor Swift. No, you're not coming to my wedding.
But I held you. I changed your diaper. I was at your aunt.
You know, I've never known
about
this. You're
going to leak stuff to the press.
Well, you were leaking in your diaper.
Is she calling celebrities? Like, what's her wedding going to be like? Is it a mix of like...
I think...
Just actual, yeah.
Just select... Like, because he's famous. They're both...
Right.
And then they have
but then they,
famous friends like...
Right, they have so
Lena
many
Dunham
famous
and like,
friends, and like mm-hmm. Gigi Hadid and Selena Gomez, who are actually the report is saying very likely in the bridal party.
I could see that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, we got to pull back up our we did
oh,
the,
I forgot
the
we
fantasy
did that.
Like predictions.
Predictions. Yeah. So be, once the wedding happens, we got to pull that back.
What
up.
Did we do? We predicted
we
bridesmaids.
Got to, what is it called when you get someone on your team?
We drafted.
Fantasy?
Draft. You
oh,
draft. Mm. We drafted.
We did
bridal party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were
both
you
sides,
here?
Yeah.
I was here, but who did I pick? Does anybody have it in their notes? We are a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
I know somebody picked Selena Gomez, I remember. Because there's
for sure
clear, like, oh, that's a good
yeah,
pick.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
That's a first round pick.
Do we only do her, or do we do Travis as well? I don't
think
remember.
We did Travis as well.
As
well.
I mean, his brother
did
is
did you pick
obvious.
Andy Reid?
I picked Andy Reid, yeah.
You
I got a lot of money on Andy Reid. It's a long shot, but if it
there's
pays
no
off,
way
he'll
Andy
never see me again.
I could see Andy Reid officiating it.
I could see
no.
that.
No. I guess but I guess what I'm getting at is it going to be like, do you have to decide if you're famous? Do you have to decide this is a famous wedding or a family wedding?
Mm.
Or do you co-mingle? Because you don't want Aunt Jenny talking to Timothée Chalamet. Like, you're like,
yeah.
ew, like,
Timothée
leave him alone.
Will not. There's no way he'll be there.
Okay.
Because the Kardashian of it all.
Dang, you're right.
I think you commingle it, because that would be like, and on a much lesser scale, that would be like me going, well, I'm gonna have a radio wedding and then I'm gonna have a family wedding. Like, that's crazy. Like,
but you are kind of having a radio wedding. Some famous people from
Ryan Seacrest is not gonna be there. And
you,
stop
why
trying
do
make
you keep
happen.
Lying about it? You know he's coming.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
He might
okay,
I want it to happen so bad. Okay. He and I will be such close friends.
How upset would you be if he officiated and you didn't?
If Ryan Seacrest did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll burn the place to the
yeah. Luckily, that's legit. Not happening because he okay. will not be present.
Okay.
But to your point, too, even with Travis, he's got so many teammates, NFL, yes. college, mm-hmm. coaches who he's had throughout his whole career that he's kind of like, I have to invite.
Oh, man, do like, I really have to invite
yeah,
the guys?
Yeah, he's famous in a different way. Like, but they both have that. Right. If I have, and she's got record label people, execs.
Her team?
So, yeah.
Like her 13 management team?
Her dancers, her singers, she's probably very close with them. Gosh.
No, she's not inviting them.
Yeah, no, she is.
You
for
did.
Sure.
You, someone did not watch the docuseries and it shows.
I did not watch the docuseries. Okay. Then how many people are coming to her wedding? What do you think the over
think
is on that?
Huge. I think it's going to be like 500.
I was leaning 1,000.
No way.
A thousand people.
1,000 people you can't even see.
I know, but she's Taylor Swift. Like, she knows how to...
Well, the big thing is that she's saying, or allegedly, not she's saying, she's hand-calling all the guests to invite them rather
she's
than
too cheap
sending...
to buy invitations?
No, but it's because if you send something in the mail and it gets intercepted, then all the information, everything you need to know, and then...
Wasn't it already, like, leaked a little? There was some sort of...
Well, there's a little
we
rumor.
We think it could be, right?
There's rumors that it was actually false leaks. Because there's been multiple dates reported. And if
it's
they,
July 3rd, New York is what I heard, right?
Right. And then there was also June 13th, Rhode Island. And it's like, maybe if you just like keep them guessing, you can get away with it.
June 13th or July 13th?
June 13th. June 13th yeah. is a Saturday.
Okay. Well, she didn't have to get married on Saturday.
July 3rd is a Friday, so that's interesting. But
okay.
But I don't know. She'd call in like her aunt and uncle and she's like, I hope they say no.
And if she does call her aunt and uncle, does she have to give them a pep talk? Like, and by the way, Rihanna might be there. You can't ask for an autograph. You can't right. take a picture. Like, do you have
wow,
to run down
do.
Everything?
You got to tell Aunt Jenny to back down.
I think Aunt Jenny is used to Taylor Swift being her niece. So
I know, but yeah. Taylor being her niece doesn't mean I have access to Selena Gomez. Like, Taylor comes over. Taylor's probably bringing her homemade Pop-Tarts yeah. to Aunt Jenny's house. But, like, Selena's not there. And, like, if Aunt Jenny can't keep her poop in a group.
And Bradley Cooper's for sure going to be at the wedding because he and Gigi are together. And Bradley Cooper is a movie star.
For
and
real.
And Aunt Jenny will freak out.
Oh, my God. Oh, hold on. Sorry.
What?
I'm getting a call.
Okay, shut up.
Tay Tay? Is that you?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a story of someone who got arrested for doing something that TAC does pretty much every day of the week.
What?
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I've got a story where I'm really excited to hear Erica's sound effects for it.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait a minute. This is an Erica sound effect one. Yeah. Ooh, stay tuned.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida!
Let's go!
Was arrested last week after he stole a lot from a Walmart. And I'll be honest, didn't know that these products were offered.
Okay.
At Walmart.
Yeah.
What did he steal?
He stole quite a few adult toys.
Oh, you like that setting? I was wondering if she was going to do... I thought
that
she was
going to
do the like... Bzz, bzz.
That was great.
Okay, you know, I was doing a little bit more of a cell phone ring. Well, I want to go shower.
Hey, Mom, stop listening.
I never said.
Here, do you want me to do it?
It was like six of them.
What?
If not more.
So he just grabbed it.
There's a lot of them.
Okay.
And then he also stole a Reese's peanut butter ice cream. That was about $4.
Now that's a Friday night.
Oh,
well, I wasn't doing the ice cream.
It was under $1,000, but because he has past convictions of thievery, it's a felony.
All for some adult toys and some ice cream.
What are you in for?
Well, buzz, buzz.
Bzz, bzz. Bzz.
Okay. My story, not from Florida.
No.
It is from Colombia.
Oh, Colombia.
Colombia.
Oh, sí, amigo.
Sí. We have a woman going through the drive-thru, and she was arrested.
What? No, they can't get you there. It's like safe. It's like home base, you know?
She is a 75-year-old woman in Colombia who drove her car through the drive-through of a liquor store.
Oh.
What?
Problem is, this particular liquor store doesn't have a drive-through.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, she mistook the brake in the gas pedal and drove all the way.
Do you think she had imbibed already?
1,500 bottles of alcohol she shattered on her little... She says her brakes went out, but we all know what she did.
I feel bad for her.
Feel bad for the 1,500 bottles.
And the people in line behind her in the drive-thru are now waving on their...
Sorry. It inconveniences everyone.
You're right.
But it's not a real drive-thru.
All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have some umbrage that I want to get to.
Umbrage?
Umbrage. This is what I have umbrage with. Who did this? Collider. Collider.com, I want to point it. They have the 10 funniest movies. You know, we should have a feature on the show where we do, like, we read a list of things. It's kind of controversial.
Ooh, I like it.
You know
what I'm saying? That's a really good idea.
I'm going to spearhead that.
Okay. It's definitely your thing.
The 10
funniest. You can even rank it. Yeah. Mm.
But I don't want it to be, like, regular ranking. They need to have some, like, oomph behind it, whereas, like, people argue over it.
Okay. Right.
Argumentative rankings are, like...
Right.
Like,
it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
10 funniest movies of the last 50 years. These aren't that funny.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even know what half of these are.
Here's the thing.
Fish Called... Sorry. If I was
go ahead, no, finish it.
A fish called Wanda?
That's
what
actually,
is that?
I would put that on the list.
Never heard of it.
Because you, have you, there are 10 movies on this list. How many have you watched total, Erica?
I have seen two, and I think a third. Yeah, guess.
You've seen Anchorman. Loser!
That was my maybe.
What?
I've seen parts of it. I don't think I've seen it in full.
Really?
Really.
I it's hard to even discuss. We need people to call in. We need people to text in. It's hard to discuss movie things with Erica.
Okay, but guess the other two. You know the other two. Come on.
Bridesmaids?
For sure, 100 times.
I just had to look for a girl movie.
Okay, and what's the last one?
Maybe Superbad.
For sure. Okay. Seen that also 100 times. My brother will recite the whole thing to you.
But is that one of the funniest movies of all time?
Yes. When they're walking the same way and he's like, oh, okay, okay, I'll see ya. I'll see ya. But they're leaving in the same direction.
It's a good one. Bridesmaids, it's number 4 on the list.
Are we insane?
I saw it once and we're like, yeah, it's good. And I never saw it again. Is that why?
My sister has seen that film at least 120 times in her life.
Because it's meatloaf. It's comfort. But it's not funny. It's not that funny.
The part where they're making the thing.
Can we shoot video of Erica reenacting her favorite scenes from these movies?
And she's got the chocolate on her tooth.
Your stomach hurts. You're laughing so hard from Bridesmaids.
Okay, come on. The wedding dress shopping scene in Bridesmaids, the first time you ever saw it, you weren't peeing your pants laughing?
No, I'm a boy. No. No.
Aaron gets it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you putting that on your top 10?
Yeah, because it's the only one out of this 10 that I've seen.
You've never seen Superbad?
Get out of the room. I was just talking trash about her, and she's seen 3 times as many of the movies than you?
Yeah, 2.5.
Rounding up. Okay. Do you have a movie that you think is the funniest movie of all time?
No.
Aaron doesn't like
to laugh. Do you watch funny movies?
I literally, for the first time this week, just saw The Mummy.
That's not funny.
The original one?
Yeah.
Is that the Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, and I love him.
Have you seen the Tom Cruise one?
No. Didn't even know that there was one.
Oh my God. Okay. You're hurting my head. Let me just put it out there. We need you to call with better movies than the ones we've said because no one in this room, maybe T-Hack can come in with some movies, but the two girls here have only seen chick funny movies.
What do you like Napoleon Dynamite?
Is it laugh out loud funny though?
It depends on what state you're in. Not Colorado.
Oh. You're like high. What about Wedding Crashers?
No, if you're inebriated, it was like The Hangover for me. I told a bunch of friends, it's so funny. And then we all watched it together and they were like stone cold sober and just like, I don't know.
Mm.
But it's like, lucky. It's so funny. Is that on the list?
No.
Should be on the list. All right. If you want to tell us what the funniest, beat these rankings. We'll give you the rest of them in a minute. But what is the funniest movie of all time? 303-222-5423. If you're busy, you can just text. Hack, what is the funniest movie of all time?
I agree with this list at number one.
Airplane?
What even is that?
Airplane? Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious and stop calling me Shirley.
Waka, waka. This is doing nothing for me. I've never even heard of this film.
There's a series
it's
of them.
The 1980. Yeah,
I know, but people still go back and watch movies from the
19... I thought it was going to be from the 20s.
It looks old.
No. So there was...
Airplane is number one. Airplane 2 would be number 2.
No, okay, that's... You've gone too far.
They're the best. It's just all puns.
My
it's
parents'
thing.
Generation, there was a series of movies called Airport. Airport 77. And they were serious movies where it's a plane crash. And one of them crashes and then it sinks in the water. And they're like, oh no, but they're all still alive. And they're just they're underwater. And it's just scary plane crash scenarios.
I hate that.
So then these funny guys all went, these are stupid movies that my parents would watch. And these guys are like, we're going to make fun of that and just do Airplane.
So it's a scary movie thing.
Yes.
I hate that stuff.
Parodies?
Yeah. What are we doing?
I like all the scary movies. I like them. Yep. And they had a date movie. There was like superhero movie. They started really going out there. They got worse and worse, but
you guys,
I've watched them all.
There are people in their cars screaming at the top of their lungs right now. I don't like this movie, but every person I know who's ever watched a funny movie in their life says
Dumb and Dumber.
Thank you!
Okay, Dumb and Dumber is number two for me. And it's not on the list.
It's not on the list. It's not in the top 10 movies of all time.
It's pretty good. But I haven't seen it in like 20 years. So what do I know?
Half that movie's made up by Jim Carrey. The funniest things that happen in that movie are him like walking past the man in the moon thing. And it's like, wait, we landed on the moon. That's not written down. He's just him being funny.
And I would argue Bruce Almighty. Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
I would argue like that one was pretty funny.
Not on the list.
Right. He's got some good ones.
Of course. Ace Ventura.
Pretty good. Aaron, have you seen any of these?
I've seen Ace Ventura.
Okay. We're also now hiring for two females. If you've seen movies, you're welcome to come be on this show. What is the funniest movie of all time? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing funniest movie of all time. Basically, it's going to be you saying the name of a movie and at least two people in the room going, huh? That's a movie? Huh?
I'm realizing, based on the texters, that I have seen a lot of funny movies, just not the stupid ones on that list.
The list is, that is why we started this. This list, we haven't really gotten through it, and we're just going to let you guys call in and we'll say if it's on the list. But like, no, Tiak, I don't think you said this on the air. Not one Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. You've got Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore 2. I'm going to tell you right now, Happy Gilmore 2 jumps almost all these movies right now. It's so
really
funny.
But it's also top of mind for you.
But I've never laughed that hard.
50 First Dates. Great
movie. Oh, yeah.
Such
That's
a good movie.
That
but
funny,
is it funny?
Though.
It's also heartwarming, so maybe not as funny.
Because Drew Barrymore with her.
I'm surprised. Well, we'll see what the callers say, but there's a section that I'm surprised that's not on the list that I have seen.
I think the texters have.
Oh, Monty Python. Yeah.
No, I don't see that one yet.
Mm. That's dude. I can't believe you've seen that stuff.
I love Monty Python.
That is so on brand for her. Are you kidding?
You're right. Cause it's like, she's an old soul, but I barely watch it. It's too old for me.
I don't like it. I don't like when things are talking in that old timey language.
English? Okay. Randall?
Jesus.
Yai. Funniest movie ever.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's a Cinderella story about when.
Oh,
the
I see what he's doing there.
Caddyshack.
He's quoting the movie. He's being Bill Murray from Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Yeah.
When he's going after the gopher.
Rodney Dangerfield, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase. Come on.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I like Rodney Dangerfield. Back to School is a good Rodney Dangerfield movie, too.
Back to
was great. Never seen that one.
National Lampoon's Vacation, Animal House.
This is the most dude list that's happening right now.
Yeah. But Caddyshack, come on.
I need some girls to get on in here because...
Hey, dude, no, he's right, because girls like that movie, too.
Caddyshack? Yes. I love Caddyshack, but, like, when you get to the, like...
Animal House, there's too many...
Vacations.
Here's the thing, and Vacation's the same. Anytime there's a gratuitous boob shot in the middle, then it's...
You know it was made for men.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care. Okay. I don't like it.
Oh.
I was just thinking that's what our show needs.
A gratuitous boob shot?
In the middle.
HR!
I'll do it. Fine.
Minon?
Yay!
Funniest movie ever.
I think Overboard with Goldie Hawn.
I don't think I've seen that. Did they recreate that recently?
Somebody might have. It is such a funny movie.
Is it? I like Goldie Hawn.
And it's her husband.
Yeah.
They've never gotten married.
Long-term partner.
Do you know the premise of the movie?
No.
She's this stuck up bee.
That's how most movies start.
And he like is a dude who like remodels stuff and they're like in a fight or whatever. Anyway, then she like falls overboard or something. Something happens
off
to her and she's like got amnesia and he goes and picks her up and is like, I'm your husband. You forgot me.
What?
And turns her into this like lowbrow. She lives his lifestyle because he convinces her that they were married and she raises his kids and all this stuff.
feels illegal.
Isn't that chickens? Funny? Yeah. Okay. It's, dude, it's such
I'll give
a good
it a,
movie.
I'll give it a whirl sometime.
And there's a gratuitous boob shot right in the middle.
Invite me over, Erica.
It's such a good movie. That's a great one. Andrew.
Yay.
Funniest movie of all time.
Old school.
Yeah.
This whole genre is missing
literally,
out.
Literally, old school is like my dad's favorite movie.
Frank the Tank. Frank the
Tank. Sorry. Andrew, I don't mean to call you old.
I'm with you, Andrew. It was my all-time favorite, a Will Ferrell movie.
I think Steve would probably agree with me if he was still around.
Oh, probably. If not, this is the exact kind of movie I hate.
Is there a gratuitous boob shot in it?
100, I would imagine. There's or is there not?
Yes.
That's how, oh my God, that I just cracked the code.
Well, I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is now.
No, but it's just like, that cracks the code. Yeah. If your movie's not funny and you still want to win with boys.
I think it is funny.
It's not funny.
Jeremy Piven is in it. The other Wilson guy, Luke Wilson, Owen's brother.
The old other Wilson.
The one who's not like, wow.
He's in Legally Blonde.
Yeah. He's Warner, right? Yeah. No,
Emmett.
Yeah, he's the other guy.
Legally Blonde,
pretty funny movie.
Not that funny.
Okay,
Here's the thing. Guy movies, too far boob and like fart joke. Girl movies just never get you to laugh. You're just like,
girl movies has like, I don't know, a plot and like a point.
Okay, Bridesmaids has a plot and a point.
Hey, there's a love story in there.
That's not a plot or a... Okay, Ashton.
Do it.
Yai.
What's the funniest movie ever?
RV with Robin Williams.
Oh, I was thinking of a different movie and I was
cheering
you on.
Were you thinking the Jennifer Aniston one?
Yes!
Yeah, so good.
Is that We're the Millers?
With the weird eyebrow Millers.
We Are the Millers or whatever is really funny. Yeah.
But RV, I think I remember seeing that and it's good too.
With Robin Williams? I don't even know what that is.
Like late in his career, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In 2006.
You should also watch We're the Millers with Jennifer Aniston.
That's got Ted Lasso in it, right?
Yes. Is he the? Yeah.
And Emma Roberts.
Yeah. And that weird boy.
The eyebrow guy who's hot now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gratuitous.
He's literally a teen.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is going to be super cathartic, everyone. We're going to get the pettiness out.
Oh, yeah. Just get it out. Okay. I think that you look dumb today.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not what we're doing.
That's not petty. That's just straightforward.
Be a good person.
Sorry. I'm mad because you did something wrong.
Nope. That's not what we're doing. Shoot. Okay. We're doing like you hate a celebrity, but not for a great. It's like it's just something stupid.
Yeah.
It's like a petty like. If you hate OJ because he killed his wife, okay, that's
a valid
bad.
Reason.
That's a pretty good reason.
You should.
This is adjacent to one of, by the way, we got a text the other day of somebody saying we have to stop saying adjacent, so I've been trying to work it in.
Why?
Because it's the petty reason they hate me, because I must have said it too many times in one of the shows where I'm like, ooh, that's adjacent to something. Anyway, this is adjacent to one of TX's favorite topics, mundane celebrity encounter.
Oh, right. Yeah.
This
right.
is sort of like the mundane reason.
You hate someone.
You hate somebody famous. Does anybody have one off the top of their head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm ready.
Is it about me? I'm not a celebrity, so womp, womp, womp.
I don't hate you, just sometimes. Logan Paul can't stand the
That's
guy.
Not petty, that's valid.
Thank you.
But do you both have Paul a brothers, petty annoying. Reason?
Yeah, I'm like, you're not a boxer. And he's like, but I am, and I'm going to beat up Mike Tyson. And it's just like,
That was Jake.
Which one
do you hate?
You got
both. I actually hate
the same person.
Logan fought Mayweather, and then Jake fought Tyson.
I find them both wildly embarrassing.
Okay.
And I hope they know it.
Send this audio to them.
Yeah.
I want the next fight to be Erica.
They do a great job at rage baiting, though. I will give them that.
And the one who fought Mayweather is actually a good boxer.
That's the older one. That's Logan.
I
don't like him.
No compliment.
I still find him so off-putting. Yeah. There's just something so like, like it's just like,
there's
it's
something
like Paris
so
Hilton.
About them.
Or the Kardashians. Like, they're famous for being famous.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no substance, but at least he can hit.
Speaking of the Kardashians, I saw one where it was like Kendall Jenner saying she had a big secret, some vulnerable news, and it was just like a proactive ad.
No.
Yeah.
That's a petty reason to hate her, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. We were all like, oh my gosh, she's going to be so relatable. And then it was like, I have acne.
And we're like, we've been looking at your face for years. I think you're okay.
Yeah.
I have a, I don't know if mine's petty. I hate John Mayer.
Really? Are you jealous of him?
Oh, yeah. He's a, isn't he a great guitar player?
He is. Incredible. He's great. I will admit that. Just like, unlike Erica, who can't admit that the Paul brothers can actually be good boxers.
They're embarrassing.
Her hatred. Right. Okay. But watch me. Look how grown up I am. I think he's a great guitar player. I think he's a piece of turd human.
He is.
And not even, I'm not even doing the Taylor Swift thing. Relax.
Dear John,
I was would've, given,
could've, should've.
I was given access to him at one point. Got to interview him. But I had a partner on the radio at the time who was a bit of a disaster. And the interview was not going swimmingly. And John cut it short and said, I must return to macerating my fruit. That's how he ended the interview.
What is that?
It just means cutting fruit and pretty. By the way, I had to go home and look it up.
Okay.
But I mean, can you just cut the interview short? Can you just be like, I got other things to do? But no, I have to go macerate my fruit. It's just like such a John Mayer thing to say. You can't just, like, you have to use a big word and like just try to make us feel small. It's like, I'm going to do something. You're going to have to go home and look up. And I'm like, I don't have to look it up, but I did. But it's like, it's just you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's such a watch guy, though. He's like one of the best watch collections ever.
Great.
So that's why I love
Have him. Have him. Be friends with the Pauls and John
Mayer.
Yeah,
you know what? Do you want to just defend everyone we hate, T-Hack?
Yeah. You know who I hate? T-Hack.
Yeah.
Text in right now if you hate T-Hack, too.
Yeah.
All right, no, seriously. We want to hear. It's got to be a celebrity, and it should be petty, the reason you hate him. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I do have some personal beef she doesn't know with Anna Sophia Robb.
Interest. That's a deep cut.
I don't know if she's from Colorado, but at one point she lived here. We used to Irish dance at the same place, and then we would audition for these same shows, movies.
And she would get them and you would not.
That's so interesting because she's a little blonde, but you both have like that wide eye, like.
Did you Google her?
I do, yeah.
Do you know who she is?
I was told once I looked like her, which is not true. Weird. But
now she hates you a little bit. That's why you have all this animosity towards Erica.
Because I look like Anna Sophia. What's like the number one thing that you didn't get that she did?
To be honest, I have no idea.
Perfect.
Hack?
Yeah, easy one for me. Channing Tatum.
You know what? Get out.
Because.
What? It's petty?
It's petty. Open your mouth. Open your mouth when you speak, my guy. Have you lived on Earth?
Have you? Hold on, I don't know what he's talking about.
Scene. Pull any scene with a Channing Tatum movie.
He's
like, you can't be so hot. You don't even open your mouth when you talk.
I gotta dance. Step up.
Why did
that's really what he does? Yes.
I don't know. I love him.
cut, Channing. You're going to have to speak. You're going to have to open your mouth when you do it. It drives me nuts in every movie.
He's super famous for never opening his mouth.
And taking his shirt off in every movie.
He's also so hot.
He will be Sylvester Stallone when he's older.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I say
that? Is that petty enough? It drives me nuts. You have to turn up the volume when you're watching it.
I was going
to
push back on you. Because you've pushed back on two of the people in the room. But that is literally exactly what we're looking for. That is the most petty thing I've ever heard. So you're just like, if you see him in anything, you're just immediately like, no.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, he's not going to open his mouth when he talks. It's like kind of job number one when you're an actor. Speak the line.
All right. If you're as petty as the rest of us in this room, we want to know the petty reason you hate a celebrity. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about our petty beef balls with celebrities.
Man, can I read this text, please?
Yes.
This is so funny. Anne Hathaway, because her nerdy side before she was a princess in Princess Diaries, I believe, reminded me of someone I wouldn't like in high school.
You're mad at her as a person?
For years now. I think that movie is 20 years old.
And that's part of the plot in the story is like she gets bullied for being a nerd, and then she's cool when she becomes a princess.
And this number says, yeah, same.
But she's acting.
Yeah.
So she's...
Yeah.
You're mad at her for being good at what she does.
No, they're just mad at her because she, that nerd reminded her of someone she didn't like in high school.
Loser!
Yeah. Like, okay, tell us you were popular.
Did the adjacent person text in?
Yeah, yeah. They said that was me. Who
they claimed ownership.
Because I said adjacent three times one day, and now they're like, they're mad at me for saying the word adjacent.
And I said, ha ha, oops. Also, they've been chiming in all day. So
okay.
Yeah.
It's just a weird reason to be mad.
Yeah, I guess. There are other adjacent reasons you could be mad.
I love you so much right now. I'm going to smooch that face of yours. William?
Yes.
Yes. Who are we pettily mad at?
I can ask Stan Nelly Furtado.
Why?
Okay, that, I kind of get it.
I'm like a bird. I want to fly away. I just like wish someone would just like ski shoot her and put her out of my misery, or take her and just fly her away.
Oh my! Oh,
wow. Why? But what did she do to you? Did she hurt your puppy or something?
And she hurts my feelings because that song is so bad.
Yeah, my brother had a thing. He hated that song when it came on because it was so popular.
It's annoying.
Yeah. In fact, Danny, is this you? Because it really sounds like it.
Some other people called and we lost them. What was the other?
She couldn't think of it.
Oh,
She may have had a stroke while she was talking to me.
We've got lots of texts.
And I thought of another one too for me.
Oh boy.
George Clooney.
What?
Because this is so petty. I remember being like 8 or something and George Clooney was on a movie, and I remember my dad, who was probably like 30. My mom probably thought George Clooney was handsome, you know, and my dad was 6.
So he was mad.
My dad was like, ugh, George Clooney, ugh. I remember him saying that, and I was just like, yeah, yeah, dad.
Aww,
we don't like George Clooney. And ever since, I see him, and I remember my dad being like, ugh, I don't get it.
Okay, I can actually piggyback on that, and I'm going to be vulnerable for a moment. Because I don't think anybody in the room knows this, and I know Aaron knows I have this intense hatred of somebody, and there's no reason for it. I hate Harry Styles.
I
hate him.
Is it because he's so beautiful?
My ex-wife had this, she was creepy when he was still in One Direction.
Yeah.
Because
he was
young.
A child.
Right.
But then it was visceral. It was like, what was the war movie he was in?
Dunkirk.
It was like, we had to go see, and I'm like, what, you're not interested in war? Like, why would we go see this movie? And then I saw that it was him. I was like, and then she was getting tattoos and she got a mermaid on her arm and she's like, oh, that's for our daughter. And I was like, and I looked, he's got a mermaid on his arm.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Also though, hunky man.
Guess what?
What?
Now I don't like you either.
Oh, man.
Wait, I think the girl who called earlier and couldn't remember, she's calling back.
Danielle?
Yeah.
Danielle, we need to make sure you're okay. We heard you were having a stroke.
No. I've just been kind of sick and been taking a lot of DayQuil today.
What?
I'm glad that's so funny.
You have a petty, petty celebrity thing. What happened?
Yeah. Okay. So this was like a long time ago, but this was like back in college when I was hot, and it was Jazz Fest in Detroit, and to go see G Love and the Special Sauce. And after he played, like his handlers or whatever they were, they asked me and my friends if we wanted to go backstage and hang out with them.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay. And so we were trying to talk to him, just like make conversation, sort of, I don't know, weird. And he like asked me, hey, so what's it like to hang out with a rock star? And I didn't really know what to say. So I was like, I don't know. I'll let you know when I hang out with one. We were asked to leave.
Sorry, we got to let you go. G-Love is on the phone and he's got a reason to hate you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up.
Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.